Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview of the waning phase of the moon in November. This is the phase that will officially begin very early tomorrow in my Eastern time zone when we enter the disseminating phase about 2:30 in the morning, so you can adjust for your own time zones. We're in a time over these next few weeks when a number of things will be waning. The moon, of course, but the sun is also moving toward the end of his time in Scorpio. We, in the Northern Hemisphere, where our Western seasonal astrology developed, are in the waning part of our year. Mercury, also in Scorpio, remains retrograde for now. And so his energy, while perhaps not exactly waning, is inward, is focused on review, revise, revisit. And so there is not a sense there yet of forward motion. So we're in a time when things are going to feel not inactive, but quiet, where the key action is happening beneath the surface, where what we are doing may not be visible, and what we know may be very difficult to put into words or any external form, which will be shifting with the new moon. The full moon in Taurus of November 12th ushered us into a slow time. Taurus never likes to rush, sometimes won't move at all, but with the planets in Scorpio as well, we had a time where lots of energy in the sky was saying, slow down, look and see where you are, get grounded, and also relax. The moon is now in Cancer, enhancing our desire to nest, to focus on nurturing and caring and those we care about. We are still within that full moon phase right now, and we'll be shifting into the disseminating moon phase early tomorrow morning, which will be 2:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, November 16th. So the disseminating phase is a sesquiquadrate, square and a half, the time when we make the shift out of the realization, the illumination, the sense of completion that arrived with that full moon, and say, okay, well, what do we do with this? Disseminating means to send out, to scatter, to share. And so whatever we completed at the full moon, we are ready to share. Whatever we realized, we may also want to share. And this disseminating moon is going to be in Cancer still at 8 degrees of Cancer, and is going to be conjunct the North Node of the future, currently at early 9 degrees of Cancer. The Sun, therefore, at 23 degrees, 39 minutes of Scorpio, is going to be sesquiquadrate, the square and a half, to both. So there's a bit of a challenge here. What do we know? What have we learned? How are we going to move into the future? Remember, this is kind of a slow waning cycle. Nothing yet is moving very quickly. So with a moon in Cancer, what we may be doing is looking first to see, who are we going to share with? Who is it who is the right audience for what we now have learned, have completed, have achieved? With the North Node, we're looking ahead to the future. Who will be our family in the future? Who will be our tribe? Who will be the found friends and family that we will care most about? That could be a key question during the disseminating phase. Within that phase, we reach a waning trine. The moon still in Cancer is going to trine the late Scorpio Sun. Cancer to Scorpio is going to enhance color, shade, the way Scorpio wants that deep, incisive, no holds barred, tell me whatever you need to tell me, with the Cancerian nurture, the Cancerian care. So here I think we're going to be looking and understanding with the heart. One of the notes I've made for this waning trine is a quote from The Little Prince. And now here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. And that is a quote that both Scorpio and Cancer can definitely agree with. When we reach the last quarter moon, the moon will be in Leo. This is the square between the Sun and Moon, both very late in their fixed signs. And this is a time when we are making that shift to say, okay, I've learned all the things, I've done some things, I've put some things out into the world. Now, what do I need to do to prepare for the next round? What am I holding on to? What am I letting go of? And with a Leo moon and a Scorpio sun, this is going to be about claiming the spotlight, claiming what we know. We might, in this Scorpio season, have experienced loss. There might be things that have caused us pain. But if we think of the great theatrical monologues, they are as often about the nobility that can come in defeat as much as the glory of triumph. So wherever we are at this last quarter moon, we have a moment to claim that, to say, this is who I am now. This is what I know now. This is what I feel now. This is what I want to say now. During the time of this last quarter is when Mars will be moving to oppose Uranus. And Saturn will be just past his sextile to Neptune. Moon will also trine Jupiter. So this is not just a Sun-Moon conversation, as powerful as that's going to be in Leo and Scorpio. There's a lot going on. When we reach the waning sextile, another moment of understanding, the moon is in Virgo and is almost out. This is 29 degrees and 31 minutes of Virgo for the moon and Scorpio for the sun. Pluto at this point is at 21 Capricorn, so you know that each one has had it their moment with that Plutonian energy. So now, as we're heading toward the balsamic phase, we are understanding things in a very deep way. Virgo is about the detail. Scorpio is about the depth. We have a new vision now of some deep structures within our own psyche, within the world, within the cosmos, whatever we've been focused on and studying. There's something we see now and understand. When we get to Saturday, November 23rd, at 1:15 a.m., so very early in that morning, we reach the balsamic moon, and the moon is in Libra. The sun has moved into Sagittarius. There is a shift in energy. We are feeling the wind beneath our wings. And that Libra moon is checking in, is saying, okay, I can feel things shifting. The currents are moving. The speed is picking up. We're heading into a strongly energized new moon. What do I need? How do I prepare? What do I need to pack? What do I need to take out of my pack so I have space for the things I need? We are now in Libra, in Venus's yang sign, the energized, let's do some things. Remember the full moon in Taurus, where we are now as I'm recording this. This is Venus's yin sign. Slow, deep, quiet. By the time we get to that balsamic phase, everything's shifting, picking up speed. We're ready to throw out stuff that is holding us back so that we can jump on the horse of that Sagittarius new moon, which will arrive on the 27th of November at 6:37 in the morning in my Eastern time zone. So this is a waning cycle that starts out very deep, very slow, very yin. Things to realize, things to consolidate. And then when we feel that moon shifting into Libra after the sun shifts into Sagittarius, all of a sudden, things start to pick up speed. We want to be ready. Take advantage of this time to consider deeply, reflect, rebuild, and rest. We're going to need the energy as we surge forward with the Sagittarius new moon to come. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a deeply reflective and restful waning cycle. Things will be happening under the surface. Don't push in the outer world more than you need to. We'll be ready to take off in new directions in just a couple of weeks. As always, thank you for listening.